They had three local chefs here that were doing an unbelievable job. And the key to this challenge, and I'll let you tell me about the chefs here as well, there was a secret ingredient. What ended up being the secret ingredient, and who ended up winning the challenge and securing all this great money for the community kitchen?
Yeah, so it was three chefs. There was Eric Hale from Feast, Dan Thomas from Elm, and Corbin Morwick from One World Catering. They're sous chefs, and it was Iron Chef style. They all had, I think, about 45 minutes, and the secret ingredient was carrots, which some seem to enjoy more than others. But it was a lot of fun to watch. And Dan Thomas from Elm ended up pulling out and winning the golden spatula.
Oh, the golden spatula. That ended up being the prize. Excellent. So Bugs Bunny was there. He gives everybody a bunch of carrots. Carrots had to be the star of the dish. What did all three of these wonderful local chefs create?
Yeah, so Corbin Morwick with One World, he did a salmon poke, which was fantastic. It had some carrots, kind of using that as a garnish. Then did these cakes with this man. I wish I had remembered more of the details. With some type of aioli, which was great. You know, Eric Bueno from Feast, he did a blistered carrot with this really good coconut curry stew, some chimichurri. The plating was amazing. He did a take on a michelada, but instead of tomato juice, some carrot juice. They all did three dishes. Then Dan Thomas with Elm, he did a sake poached chicken that was really, really good. They butchered the whole chicken there, even in that short amount of time. And that had a really kind of a sweet carrots going with that. Sorry, one second here. Yep, sure did. And then we had, sorry, class, we had a little issue with our trailer here driving.
Well, you're working for a living. That's fine. I understand this. This is live radio, yeah. Folks. We don't record this earlier. This is live.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we had the gate up, and it just popped down in the middle of Walnut on us. So fortunately, no one was following too closely.
Well, that they would have been lucky, because if that's all ice cream that's falling out of the back of that might be better than winning the Mega Millions.
Yeah, exactly. Depending on the person.
Did you guys did you know whose dish was what, or did they do that who's beating Bobby Flay? Did they say, this is dish number one, this is dish number two, this is dish number three, you write down who it is?
Yeah, no, it was it wasn't anonymous, like it wasn't a blind taste. You know, the chefs came up, they put the three dishes along with their sous, told us kind of what was in each dish. The other thing that Dan Thomas did is he did a carrot tartare that Ooh. Didn't seem like much, but it had like the egg yolk on top, and you kind of taste it, and you're like, well, this is good, but you know, as the flavors kind of developed on your palate, they just had more and more complexity. Everything that he made was really crisp. And like simple but complex at the same time. It was a super impressive effort on his part. But yeah, honestly, we're just the one comment I made when they gave all the judges a mic is just that watching those three chefs and what they were able to do along with their three sous chefs in such a short amount of time, it just made me grateful to have all of them in Bloomington.
And for them to donate their time as well to raise money, $27,000 for a great cause. That is absolutely, absolutely fantastic. How was the crowd at the Buzzkirk Chumley?
Yeah, it was filled out. Great support from everyone. There were $30 tickets. There was also $10 tickets for restaurant industry workers. There was a lot of people that donated stuff to be auctioned off. You know, all the chefs made each of the three courses six times. So myself, the three other judges, and then they auctioned off the other two rounds of the three courses. So that raised a good amount of money. Those were going for, $300 for three courses. And then Abel Garcia got in there from Hoosier Bistro at the Elks and auctioned off some private dinners. That raised a good amount of money. Really cool team effort. You know, Rags was there kind of doing his thing. He's been involved with the community kitchen for a long time. And I was just very lucky to be a part.
Well, we're very lucky to have you as a part of our show today. And every Wednesday, just after 3:30, our great friend is Jordan Davis. I just got off the phone before you were with us with Barrett Deal and Tommy Richardson from the Kings Blues and Barbecue Funk Fest that's coming up on this Saturday. So every Saturday here recently, you've got a great chance to enjoy some awesome food and support some great local causes as well. I ran into our good friend Brian Hetmansberger today in the Beer Fairy. Well, he delivered the new brew from Upland, the the project with Indiana University. That's going to be hitting stores next week. Well, that's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, the old Hoosier Game Day lager. He gave me a call. He's bringing me some by. I'm still on the
you're still
the
working.
I'm still on the sobriety train, but I'm going to be giving them away to special friends to let me know how it is. I think Lovey might be worthy. He said he was going to be hitting you up. So, yeah, the Hoosier Game Day lager from Upland. Excited to hear about how that is. And then, yeah, Blues and Barbecue, man, we're going to be there slinging ice cream over at Upland, too.
That's what I heard, buddy. You're helping out a great cause there. All that money stays right here in Bloomington as well for scholarships at the Boys and Girls Club. The Game Day Lager. It is a Vienna-style lager. And, of course, I've already sampled one. What are you going to do, hand me six beers and say, well, I'll get to those on the weekend? No. They're delicious. Sure. The candy stripe can, very cool. It is officially licensed by Indiana University as Upland and the Hoosiers, our new project. This is a brand new recipe, and it is very, very drinkable. I will tease it like that. So be aware, coming soon to a shelf cooler near you, Hoosier Game Day Lager. It's 4.7%, and they'll have it at games, obviously, for football season, and then they'll have it for your refrigerator as well. So big thanks to Brian Hetmansberger and the gang at Upland for giving me a little sneak peek. Absolutely delicious. I will definitely vouch for that. A little bit easier to drink. No offense to any other product. It's hard to sit there in 95 degrees and pelt back a couple of dragonflies on a game day. I know some of you can tough that out. I'm not that tough anymore, so this is right up my alley.
Yeah, that's great. Teddy Bear Kisses isn't exactly a session beer either.
No, it's not. That's a weekend beer, because once you've had a couple, your weekend's over, and that's just how that's how that works. Jordan Davis is my guest. We're hanging out today talking about all the fun things that are going on here locally in the bar, restaurant, and food truck world as well. We'll get to everything that's happening at Food Truck Friday and Food Truck Wednesday here in just a moment. But I've been out on the town. I've been walking around lately and checking out some to-be-determined places. And we've learned that Butch's is now going to become an artisan bakery. Do you know anything about that?
Man, I don't. We were driving by the other day. Lovey and I were going over to IU to have a meeting with them there and got to see the Vault Pub that they're putting in the Union, which looks awesome.
When is that going
to
open?
I saw that sign, and I have no idea, but I'm never opposed to more bakeries.
It's Maru Products, and it says, coming soon from our oven to your heart, artisanal bakery and more. So that's the banners and sign that is up at the old Butch's between Walnut and Washington on the south side of 7th Street on the B line, or the 7 line trail in downtown Bloomington. Now, next door to the Malibu Grill, if you're heading north, used to be Opie Taylor's. And in that window, I saw a sign, and I said, well, that's a big orange sticker. And you know what orange stickers mean, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's so funny you brought that up. I just took a picture of that.
Me
when I was
too.
Walking by last Thursday. And it's like, what? It was like, pint, something pint in the
slice and pint. I mean, that's just hello yeah. Over but here.
From what I can tell, I think it's just going to be beer and wine. I don't think it's going to be a full three-way license, but yeah,
it says right here. I took a picture of the permit: beer, wine, liquor, retail, restaurant.
Oh, nice. I missed it. I was going to say I've got it, got in the camera roll there, but yeah, that'll be awesome. I know we speculated about what would go in that old, Opie Taylor's spot. The Standard went in there to sell some apartments, but we knew that wouldn't be permanent. And nothing goes together quite like a slice and a pint, so that would be exciting to check
now,
out once they get it together.
I didn't take a good enough picture because I can't see if it's a new permit, a transfer, a new owner, new location, or a double transfer. It looks like a double transfer from Pint and Slice, and we'll see what will pop up. What will pop up there? So that's exciting. They're having their hearing today, it looks like. And they did at 9 o'clock this morning, according to the permit. So we should start hearing some new information coming soon. That was what's in there now is what? Like one of the it's like a model home for the apartment companies or something like that?
Yeah, so they're the standard. I think they're, I can't remember where they're built, but they're just apartments. So that's like their leasing office until like everything is being finished built.
Gotcha. Some other great restaurant news before we get to what Jordan's been eating and what's on the food truck menu for today and for Friday. Cloverleaf on the south side has new hours. That should make some folks happy.
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting for this to happen. Ever since May, that owns all the Rancheros, bought both Cloverleafs. We knew it was a matter of time, and now, yeah, the big thing is that they're open on Sundays, and they're open for dinner. So that's definitely something I'm going to be checking out soon.
7 days a week, they're going to be open now until 9 p.m., and then Sundays, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. as well. So, yeah, you can start 6 days a week at 5 a.m. if you need, but Sunday they're going to sleep in a little bit. But that is big news. Sundays, another spot to add to it. And another spot to get breakfast all the way until 9 p.m. as well. So that's exciting, especially for folks on the south side. Well, your buddy, Ed Schwartzman, he can't sit still. He's not leaving us, but he's expanding the empire outside of Bloomington.
Yeah, he's going up to my my hometown, actually. He's
our hometown, Goose. Our hometown.
What's Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah. So it's great. Even when I go home and visit my mom, I can still get that sweet, sweet barbecue and lick it off my fingers in the most obnoxious way possible. But yeah, they're opening in the Arts and Design District there, right on Main Street, across from the original Bubs. They're right by the Monon Trail in Carmel.
Ed and the gang at Buffaloes heading north, expanding their empire. Hey, when's Sweet Green going to open? I walked by that a couple times. I thought I saw Eric Spoonmore and somebody from there cutting some ribbons. That might be too healthy for me, but I'm willing to try anything.
You know what? I'm super excited for it. Obviously, you know, we've talked about it on here. I've been on somewhat of a good, healthy kick. Been a little lax the last month, but I've been trying to get back to it. I think that's going to help it a lot. Because they have all these options that are super healthy. It's all like sustainably sourced, really good, responsible food, which is something I'm not used to.
Well, I'm not responsible enough to eat responsible food. That's my. But you've inspired me. So have my blood results from my doctor. But I'll let you take the credit for this.
Yeah, thanks, dude. I appreciate it. But yeah, I think I heard their ribbon. I don't know if they already did the ribbon. I think it was. I think it's the 14th. I think it's coming up. There's a chance I might end up DJing that, which would be awesome. I might have them just pay me a gift card.
So you're gonna do like the opening. I think they did the Welcome to the Chamber opening or that ribbon cutting first. I don't know.
Nice, yeah. Who knows? But hopefully they should be open the next 2 weeks.
Add more. Let's go. Let's have some fun with it. And again, that will be connected to the Graduate Hotel. In downtown Bloomington, that is what, Grant Street, Lincoln Street, Lincoln. That is it's right across the street from Fat Dan's. You know where the Graduate's at. Everybody knows where the Graduate's at.
Yeah, in between Washington and Lincoln.
There you go. Presidents, get your presidents right. Get your presidents. Step right up. Step right up.
Tree City, in between Washington and Lincoln.
There you go. I saw a wonderful meme on Facebook because that's they're not going to graffiti these on the side of buildings. By replacing your potato chips with grapefruit as a snack, you can lose up to 90% of what little joy you still have left in your life. Well, that's pretty accurate. So let's not be. Let's not be too healthy. Let's just be healthy. All right, speaking of fun and health and all the great things, two big food truck events every week. One starts in about, 45 minutes or so. Tell us about what's going on in Ellettsville and then get us ready for a warm food truck Friday after last weekend's perfect weather there at Switchyard Park.
Yeah, that's actually where I'm heading out. It's Food Truck Wednesday in Ellettsville, 200 North Sales Street. It's free to attend. It's going on from 4:30 to 8:30. We're going to have Donair Kebab, Jay's Kitchen, La Poblana, Bloomburger, and then Chocolate Moose will be there slinging ice cream and lemon shakeups.
How are the lemon shakeups going over?
Really, really well. I've had a good amount of people that I don't know tell me that they're the best lemon shakeups they've ever had.
You're going to be on the fair circuit here before you know it.
Yeah. It's like I love Bloomington, but sometimes the road's just calling your name, you know.
You have to go up there and sell them for Ed on Main Street.
We're doing it right. We're doing one full lemon, half a cup of sugar, some filtered water, and then we've got like a machine that actually shakes it up really thoroughly, gives you a good consistent product. And the folks that we bought some of this equipment off of, like that they design it and it's brand new. you know, we're like, I wonder, they've got this little $20 manual thing that kind of supposedly tells all their secrets. We should just buy that to see, you know, what they're doing. And it was the classic never meet your heroes moment, because we found out that they were using like Great Value lemonade and then just throwing just a little bit of sugar and a little bit of lemon in there, and was actually what you think they're putting in that's water is actually a premix.
Oh, like Kool-Aid powder or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. They're cheating. And we're like, oh, what? Like, we were looking up to these guys. Anyway, so we're doing it right. It's only three ingredients, the only three you need, maybe four if you count ice.
Well, that's why it tastes good.
Oh, yeah, it tastes amazing. It's refreshing, and it's just, I mean, there's a good amount of sugar in there, so I've had to watch myself to make sure I don't have too many. But honestly, we were kind of waiting for someone else to do it, especially for Food Truck Friday. We used to have a guy that did it when I had Food Truck Friday at the Herald Times, and, you know, no one really wanted to do it. So we're like, all right, guess we're in the lemon shake-up game, and it's gone over really well. And we'll have it out there Friday, too, for Food Truck Friday.
11 to 9 every Friday, Switchyard Park. There's no admission, even if you have two great bands playing. Who's on deck this week?
Yeah, again, yeah, free to attend, 11 to 9, Switchyard Park. You nailed it. We've got Chris Gibson, solo artist, from 5 to 6:30. Then our friends at the Hungarian Slacks, they've been playing Food Truck Friday ever since we were at the stand.
Oh, great.
So way back. Great guys in that group. They're going to be playing from 7 to 9. And we have an absolutely stacked lineup. We have Bloomberger, we have Kona Ice, Rasta Pops, JS Thai Food, Pinoy Garden, Doner Kebab, Pappy Shack joining us for only their second Food Truck Friday of the year, Uno Mas, Weaver's Barbecue, La Poblana, Fried Hoosier, who made their debut last week, but it was so hot, I don't think a lot of people wanted fried food. So this will be a great week to really try out Fried Hoosier. They're apparently doing some really good hand-pounded out tenderloins. Some chicken tenders, a fried chicken sandwich, like buffalo chicken fries, fried dill chips, really good stuff that no one else had already been doing. Then Jay's Kitchen, who's done great. Ellie Mae's Smoked Barbecue. I did their brisket tacos last week, and they are fantastic. Arepa Burger, and then, of course, chocolate mousse with ice cream and lemon shake-ups. All this Friday, 11 to 9 at Switchyard Park.
Jordan Davis, the man behind the food trucks. Locally, the operations manager at the Chocolate Mousse. The No Dishes podcast host. Jeez, what doesn't he do? Food critic, food judge, everything else. Where you been eating, buddy?
Well, we talked about Upland earlier. I went by there, and we had a No Dishes meeting with our friends over at Ball Fine Printing for a project that's in the works that hopefully I can talk about more soon. But, yeah, I did their maple chili glazed duck tacos. And, I mean, obviously, if you go get, you know, an Al Pastor or something from Pili's or La Poblana, Unama, like, those are going to be really good, authentic tacos. These were very Americanized tacos, but they are some of my favorite. They give you two big chunks of duck breast with the leg. And it's a ton of meat. It's really good flavor, a really great glaze, and really, really enjoyed what they're doing over there at Upland on 11th Street. Those are it's $30, but it's a lot of duck meat, and it's really, really good. You won't regret it.
And ducks just don't grow on trees. You've got to go out there and farm those and have some fun. So you're paying for quality, as we always do. What else besides tacos?
Hit up the meatloaf dinner at the IGA in Ellettsville, which is fantastic.
Oh, I didn't even know they had one. See?
Yeah.
You got to listen to the show, folks.
Yeah. Normally, that'll be a go-to for me at the Brown County IGA, but I was out there at the Ellettsville IGA, and I couldn't pass up a good meatloaf with some mac and cheese and green beans. Fairfax, we did their brisket nachos. You know, Upland and Brothers, actually, have always had some of my favorite nachos. These might be the new best ones in town. The brisket nachos at Fairfax were absolutely phenomenal, and I can't recommend them highly enough.
We talked about the tenderloin, the tenderloin tour. You should do a nacho mania as well, where you get a small plate of a sample of everybody's nachos. Have that as a food truck, one of those deals at some point. Just a thought.
It'll all be pictures of my nachos, and we'll just call it Nacho Nacho.
It's Nacho Nacho. That's exactly right. Hands off your nacho. It's not your nacho. It's my nacho.
We're branding geniuses, guys.
Well, we are. That's true. So you could have the tenderloin. You know, everybody brings their little tenderloin slider. Then you do like the little, you know, those little plates you have at like cocktail parties. Then you put your nacho on there where you get a little taste of it, and you can have more than one. You know, that maybe be a good winter thing to do, maybe in the Switchyard Park Pavilion. You know, you could keep the spirit moving all year long. I know you need a rest at some point, but that's just silly talk. You're young enough, you're healthy enough, you're getting in shape, so you can do this all year around.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll bring back Taste of Bloomington, but it'll be our version, and it's only going to be nachos and tenderloins.
Well, that's a good start, isn't it? And you know what? We'll be packed. We'll be absolutely packed if that is the case. All right, send us off on a good one, on a good note.
Yeah, did Eggs Benedict from Bedrock, which was absolutely phenomenal.
Did they change their hours? Were they doing dinner at one point? Are they going to go back to that? I got lost there.
Yeah, they were doing dinner at one point, and I promised them that. Like, hey, they're our neighbors. I want to come over and try it. And then by the time I was like, hey, I'm going to finally come try it out. They're like, they went back to just doing lunch and breakfast. But they do lunch, breakfast, brunch really well. So why fix it if it's not broken? And then I stopped by the Rose Hill Farm Stop off West Kirkwood and did a chocolate croissant from Muddy Fork Bakery. That very well might have been the highlight of my week.
Well, it was, especially if you're trying to eat healthy. That would move right to the top of the list, wouldn't it? That and a little hollandaise. Good and good for you. Well, it doesn't matter. We got to live a little bit, right? We can't eat grapefruit and cilantro for every meal. I'll let you get back to work. I know you're busy. 4:30, Ellettsville, Sale Street, Wednesday Food Truck Wednesday before Food Truck Friday at Switchyard Park. You're the best, man. I hope your trailer's okay.
Yeah, it's doing well. Thanks, buddy. I'll see you soon, man.
See you soon, Jordan. Jordan Davis, the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, and he joins us every Wednesday. That's always fun to get caught up with Jordan.